is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Hello, everybody. We are happy to be with you. For many of us, this is a very sizzling Monday out there. My gosh, hot, humid, you know, just too much of everything. But I guess we've been spoiled because for the whole month of June here in Virginia Beach, it's been beautiful.
We never got anything above, maybe hit 90 once, maybe. But now it's here. Well, it's July, so.
So, yes, I'm very happy to be here with all of you. I'm Deborah Lee. My co-host is Jimbo. Many of you are familiar with us and the show. I'll be using ordinary playing cards, as the introduction man said. And so I don't want you to confuse these readings as tarot readings or oracle card readings or any of the other systems that are out there, which I know are probably all truly fabulous, but I haven't studied any of them. I wanted to keep my grandmother's personal prophecy as pure as I could. So I didn't want other philosophies to, you know, get into it, right? So I wanted to mention also that I'll be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers. So I'll need a moment, maybe a minute, actually, to lay them out and get a good look at a moment, minute.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
I don't know, a minute.
Is a minute very specific and a moment is more rough?
Well, the word minute these days can mean anything.
I think minute means a minute, right?
Or
they say get caught up in the moment. A moment might be longer than a minute, right? A moment could be a block of time. I know we just got philosophical here. Back to your thing. When the cards go down, she's going to need some time.
Just a minute or so.
And you'll hear it flipping, too. If you're not watching, even the block talkers, you'll be able to hear it right next to the microphones flipping.
So, anyway, yes, I will be looking at the whole picture, you know, the entire playing field, if you will, of your life. And it gives me very good intuitive sense about you, what's gone on in your life, etc. So with that said, I'm now going to turn you over to Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you the show is for informational and educational purposes only. I'd like to remind everybody that's out there in Blog Talk News for the Soul Radio Land and for the Facebookers watching us, if you're international, let us know when you get a chance, and we'll give you live international shout-outs. Like, we'll start off right now. We got Laura up in Canada to the north of us, and we got Rachel in Australia on the other side of the world. So there's our two so far, but we expect more. We get more all the time.
Yeah, and we like to give them a shout-out because a lot of them, they're up really late, even if they have to work early in the morning. And for some, like Rachel, it's another new day. And she's
It is the morning of a new day.
Yes. So anyway, we're sitting here. We're about to get started. I wanted to mention something. We have been going to the movies a lot lately. I don't know if those of you have Regal Theaters, cinemas, I guess they call them, in your area now. But they are offering a monthly membership for, I think we pay like $20 a month, and we can go to as many movies as we want, which to me, I'll get to you.
No, go ahead. Okay. We got to finish your
which
thought.
To me seems like maybe they're starting to circle the drain, because every time we've gone, basically.
Well, but you got to remember to explain why, too, though.
Why?
Because you're not going to the freaking crazy-ass Marvel movies that people flock to, and and all
true
that stuff.
Enough.
See, we're not going to that stuff. That's what people, Guardians of the Galaxy and all that stuff, where people just roll in hard to that. We're not going to those.
No, and my point in all of this is a lot of these movies, and we had actually recorded I, Tonya, that I watched recently, and many of you maybe went to theaters and saw. I am amazed at how often they use the F word in movies today. Now, I don't have a problem with the F word, but to me, the F word has always been like a $100 bill. You know, it kind of has some clout when you lay down a $100 bill, like to say, give everybody in the bar a round. Or, you know what I mean? Or you put it out there for charity. But if you're using that F word all the time, it's like you are just sprouting $100 bills, and pretty soon people are just going to yawn because they're sick of it, tired of hearing it. It's like you have no imagination. So that's just my little mini soapbox for today. Now we're going to turn to Jim.
Yeah, we've got to remind you folks, it's a radio call-in show, and you have to call in 646-595-4274, different number than some of you may be used to hearing, 646-595-4274. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. That is a true statement. You do not hear a show, you have a problem. Houston or music, if there's a lot of times there's music when the show hasn't started or something like that, but if it's silence, that's bad. Hang up, call again, get back in. Get back in the queue. It's not a big deal. That's the best way to do her. Facebookers, you know the drill. We turn to you when the air goes silent. Can't you, obviously, having said that, we can't tell you when that would be, if it will be, or whatever. But you know the deal. We'll let you know if we turn to you folks. So we'll make it official. And then that's when you do it. You can't do it early. You can't try to jump the gun because we don't have a cue system. We have to hang up on you. International shout out to another man from the land down under. Bob is on Facebook here with us. Yes, the folks on the other side of the globe are here.
Well represented.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. And it helps because at least it's not, oh, dark 30 or something like that. To all the folks that get readings, free readings tonight, when you hear the harps, that is a signal of a couple things. First, and very important, is that your reading has come to a conclusion and end. All good things must come to an end. So please respect the harp and just don't start firing last minute 5-6 questions. When we take you for a reading, when we go to you, when we first accept your call or if you're a Facebooker, we ask that you ask the couple questions right up front. That way she can do the cards. And we don't want 15 other questions after that. That's not how the free reading thing works. That's how a private reading with Deborah would work on the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage. Then you can do those billions and billions of questions. But we got to make room for all the folks tonight. Fair is fair. So please, when you hear the harp, stand by. And what you're going to stand by for is a single angel card reading before we move on to the next person. And tonight's flavor, typically it's always a Monday night favorite, is the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card. We'll give you a single card, very good cards, nice artwork, good messages. And it's all from the man himself. Once in a while, he pulls in another Archangel, says we're going to do something for you.
Gabriel. And
yeah, well, who's the one with the glowing light? Yep, is that Gabriel, is it? No, it's somebody else. Well, maybe we'll get that card tonight.
Maybe so.
It's a glowing green light. Somehow that Archangel has something to do with this light. Okay, I believe that...
What day is it?
Oh, well, it is... There's a few days today. It is American Redneck Day, right? And let's see, it's also funny, Stay Out of the Sunday. And International, basically, I Love Air Conditioning. I don't think it was I Love Air Conditioning. It is Air Conditioning Appreciation Day. So kind of July is probably a pretty good time for that stuff. Stay out of the sun and appreciate air conditioning. But it is American Redneck Day. You know what that means. Yes, indeed. But we're not doing RoboCop.
Oh, and
tonight.
Also, people, I just heard on our local news, 150 people have been rescued from our beaches here. It's just here alone. So watch those riptides and watch what you're doing, you know, when you're out there.
Yep.
because and you should be by a lifeguard stand is what they were saying. But yeah, they pulled out 150 people, and that's a lot of people. Yeah. Okay.
That is a lot of people, quote unquote. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. I think we're going international here.
Yay.
Caller number one, international. Is it our man, Bob?
I bet it is.
Yeah.
It is our man, Bob. What was that? What movie? Our Man Flint? Remember that old movie?
Oh, yes.
Good flick. But anyway, all right. It's our man, Bob.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, well, and now the show is yours.
Yes, and you are among other rednecks, so you can feel very comfortable.
I always feel comfortable wherever I am.
I don't doubt that.
That's a good thing.
Nobody can impact on my contentment.
I like that.
That comes with age and wisdom.
It really does.
You start learning
just
to be happy wherever you are. Yep.
I think it comes from being sovereign and taking full responsibility for your own life. Yeah, so how's my love life looking? Is she any closer to this stuff?
Let's get these cards hot and bothered.
Okay, well, have you had any close encounters in that area at all? Or not?
Yeah, I spent probably the last 10 years doing a lot of inner sort of spiritual work. So I've been really exercising that, but left my body to go to Rack and Ruins. I thought it was about time I did something about it. So yesterday I went to a Keep Fit class for seniors and had a ball, and I was the only bloke there. So
hey, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, and you know, it's a good thing you had a ball, too, because if it was miserable, it kind of doesn't make you want to go back.
No, right.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Whatever's not nurturing for me, I simply call the beast, and I no longer feed the beast. So why would you, hey?
All right. Well, Bob, let's see what we got here for you.
Stand by.
Boy, this is
I'm sitting down.
Okay.
Well, then that's good. That's good that you're sitting down.
Your work is heading into the realm of global acclaim, okay? That just struck me big time. I really feel that because what you do in terms of, eradicating suicide and your other work regarding depression, you are a paradigm shift of what's out there. And a lot of this is going to be creating controversy. And, you know, good comments or bad comments, they all are good publicity.
Well, it's good. It's good. It brings awareness, even if it brings people that are saying, hey, what are you talking about? But at least it's bringing awareness.
Yes. And I feel, and this I have to tell you, because it's all going into the same, lane, the same direction for you. You are doing such fabulous work, getting ready, honestly, to be, I can see all sorts of print, like articles, newspapers, there's media everywhere here that are going to come forward. You're going to bring the new wrinkle to the field of mental health, for sure. A lot of them aren't going to like you very much. And you know why?
I think he already knows that.
you're cutting into their profits. But so what, right? It's time for change. And through
Deborah, once my message becomes common knowledge, then that will be the end of Big Pharma, the end of psychiatry, and the end of psychology. And just yesterday, I founded a new men's support group for local people, and it's called On the Mend, where the men is in big capitals with a little D, and it's all about the way to do this is to get people together physically and just let them share their stories and let them be vulnerable and let them know it's okay for men to have feelings. So Yeah, I feel this is my year, but it's not like an overnight success. I've been pushing this wheelbarrow since about 1984, but I feel that this is the year all my ducks are in a row.
Yes, that's it. It's coming to its own, what's a good word for it, like the peak. You are arriving soon at the peak of your work. And let me tell you, through all of this, you're going to meet a fabulous woman, soulmate, partner. I mean, she will take you through the rest of your life. Right now, though, there's divine intervention that wants you to stay pretty focused on your work.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, well.
I mean, as far as the love life.
Yeah.
As far as the love life.
But the
that
gift,
is what it is, right?
Yes, the gift is the woman who will come. She's like in a fog right now, like in a mist. But she's going to walk
dreams
forward.
In a mist.
You know, and you're going to know her instantly. And I'm not just saying this. I am not pumping sunshine up your
skirt. Sunshine up the skirt routine. We got that.
No, but I believe she does not live near you at this point.
I think you mentioned that before.
Did I?
Yeah, you mentioned that. You mentioned, like, because it's been a while, you know, the last time he actually called, I think, that there was somebody you said that was going to be from afar also.
And here's the kicker, Bob.
I believe.
You're going to help her son. And that's how you're going to meet her.
Well, there's always some connection. Dots get connected somehow.
5 years from now, when you look back, it's going to all be clear to you how one link on that chain led to the next and the next.
It's that dang F word, and not the one you're thinking of. It's fate.
Yeah.
You guys, all you dirty-minded people, were thinking of the other F word.
Well, for me, what's happening is... all I am doing, and I use the KISS principle, keep it simple, sovereign. All I am doing is following the love. In every decision I make, I look to see where is the love in the outcome. And that is what's guiding me. And so, you know, I don't have to think about anything. And my mission, I have never felt so much zest for life in my whole life, and I'm turned 71 this year, and you know, I'm so emotionally, spiritually alive, I just got to make sure that my body can keep up with the rest of me.
isn't that funny, like it's like the tables turn sometimes when you're younger. It's like the body is getting way ahead of the mind, so to speak, and it's funny how that all comes back around as we get aged.
No, you've
nothing wrong with that.
Your cards are telling me that you have a lot of work yet to do in your lifetime. There's no illness here that I see. No. There's no banana peels for you to, you know, slip on.
You don't need to go secure a plot somewhere if you have a favorite graveyard or whatever your wishes may be.
Yes. Yeah, so you look really good.
No, there you go. That is.
That's what Daryl wanted.
I was on aircraft carriers when I was in the Navy, and there was a lot of burials at sea.
True they shoot bullet holes in the casket?
That was the old days.
Oh, what do they do now? It's all cremation.
They know that they rig it. They make it so it's going to sink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the last thing somebody wants to see. There's my loved one going, I'll stand by while the Marines go up there and lace into it with some M16s. Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Okay, well, Bob, I'm telling you, you're walking the walk, talking the talk,
yes.
And it's all filled with love. And I will tell you, in my 30 years of doing this, I have never seen or experienced a stronger, more energy-filled, healing energy than that of love. It's the strongest force in the universe. Strong. Yeah.
I think the IRS is close, though, right behind it. But anyway, all right.
All
then he's just enough. He don't understand.
Da, 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 da. All you need is love.
Love is all you need. Hey, I'm with you. Increase your knowledge is your angel card. Education brings opportunities. Take a course, pick up a book, or find a mentor to teach you what your soul longs to know.
Wow.
And well, you know what? We all, I don't care who we are, we can all learn something new. Always. Always,
absolutely.
Always, always. I do at work all the time. Yeah. It's like, well, I just learned something new today.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing about life.
Do you know that word? Do you know that word? You know that word intuition? For me, it's two words. Tuition. And that's where I get my knowing from, my inner tuition.
Makes sense.
You know, Bob, that's why I insist, like in my book, that I don't believe it's a gift. I think it's a skill that we all have. We all have inherent intuition. A lot of us don't use it.
Right. And some, like all skills, some people are better at it than others. And that's just the way life is. It doesn't create us all 100% equal at every single thing. There's nothing wrong with that.
It took me 4 months to actually be able to produce a decent reading.
There is nothing wrong with not being as skilled at every single thing as in maybe your buddy or somebody. We're humans. We're different. All right. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Love hearing from you.
Yes, good luck. And you know where to find us. We will not hide from you.
No.
You can't.
So there,
I'll be back.
I love it. Bob the Terminator. But also, he's a Terminator from Boston.
take care,
my friend. We're going to move on, and you know where to find us. We hope you come back soon, that is.
He's awesome.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
All right, folks. I will give that number out. I'm opening the Florida Facebook right now, but I'm going to give that number out to everybody out there because sometimes people think, you know, they get mixed up on the show that we're on. So let's give that out right now. We're going to 646-595-4274. That's the number to call in. Call in now to get a show. At the beginning of the show, there's some tech issues, so the queue is wide open.
Yeah.
So I opened the floor to the Facebookers. I mean, I typed it in, and now I will visually – Messenger will take that. If you can't Messenger, type your question in now. Otherwise,
just type your question in.
Well, if they can, if they would want to Messenger, if they can, then.
Okay, they can do that.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
And then we'll wait a few minutes, and then maybe Nicole, if the boards are still weird. Well, it's, you know, summertime with all these thunderstorms around
think
here.
I think it's also people are not home.
Well, not North America, in the United States. What's tomorrow, the 4th of July?
Well, and they're on vacation.
So people are traveling. People are maybe under a bar stool drinking. They're falling over drunk. They're in their backyard flipping burgers and doing tequila shots, stuff like that.
The rednecks have their moonshine.
Yeehaw! Yes, indeed.
Wonder where that expression came from.
Oh, I heard it and I forgot it.
Is it from the sun?
I think it's because they did a lot of that stuff in the middle of the night, a lot of the cooking. Because when you cook that stuff, smoke is off, and the Red Manure Man, G-Man, be out there trying to find those guys with their illegal spills. I think that's what it was. Or they ran it in the middle of the night.
We have Michelle in
all right.
the Facebook
stand
chat.
Stand by.
We
have a question now.
Michelle, I'm going to lay your cards out.
And I'll say it for the folks that are listening on the
Go
radio.
Go ahead, you tell them.
I am thinking of buying a property in Myrtle Beach. Good idea, she wants to know. Awesome. And then, I don't know, she said no instead of love. I don't know what that means. See, that's the problem with the type. We get that today.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, Michelle's up here. Nobody else. Nobody.
Well, you know, that's the way it is. People often go on vacation in July.
She's going to buy property in Myrtle Beach? Michelle is not a peasant.
Did she say Myrtle Beach? Yeah.
Well, she did say Myrtle Beach. And that's not something you're getting at. Freaking, you're not getting that at a Kmart or anything like that. That kind of property. There's some bucks involved with that.
Well, I think they also have, like, condos and...
Doesn't matter.
Maybe they're looking at a summer home.
Right. Doesn't matter. That means you got some money and more power to you. I would be looking at buying property, extra property in a ditch somewhere. That's the kind of cash I have.
Well, I will tell... Michelle, yes. Do it. That property is going to escalate in value. Okay?
That's amazing.
So you can wrangle a good deal, and I see one coming. Yes, that will be outstanding for you.
Outstanding. Yes, I don't know when it comes to that expensive property stuff about how long you folks want to wait for interest rates and all that crap. I don't know how that plays out. It might be a different ball game in those hot market worlds like that in Myrtle Beach and stuff. Right now, people are kind of a little hesitant right now in the regular human people, just suburbia world buying houses. But it could be different in
the economy is still sluggish. You know, they're having trouble coming back up.
I think it showed gains. It didn't show necessarily big gains, but it showed signs of not slipping into.
Well, she's very excited with that news.
Recession recently, yes.
Oh, yeah. So, yes. Oh, if these were my cards, Michelle, I would be running to go do it because that's how good it looks.
I don't know what that just meant. Don't be afraid.
I'm still looking at your card. Don't be afraid to negotiate like a boss, okay? Because I believe it's a buyer's market, not so much a seller's. So, what? Oh.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Be quiet, Jim.
Delete that shit.
Jim.
Delete that stuff.
We are on the air. Hello, everyone. He's going to put a lot of money in the swear jar.
I want to type something there.
You're not.
I want to say.
You're not? Okay, drop it.
Oh,
we're going to
boy, I want to say some stuff.
We'll bite your tongue right now. I'm going to say something. He doesn't like the scammers we get on the, you know, on Facebook. But it's a free service, so we just have to swing with it. So, yes, don't be afraid to bargain or, you know, negotiate. They want you just as much as you're going to want that property. So a lot of times people just walk in, they do their, you know, their song and dance. And then people just start signing things. And instead you should say, whoa, wait a minute. You wouldn't have believed my late husband, the way he'd go out and buy a car. And these would be like new cars. He would go there, sit down with the car salesman, knowing what he wanted to pick. And every time the guy would say, well, I don't think we can do that, Mr. Kettner. He'd be like, okay, see ya. And he'd get his jacket. And before he could get out the door, the guy would be like, come on, come on, come on, come on back. He would do that like 5 times in order to get the price he wanted. So that was Daryl's style. Oh, you're going to be so happy there, Michelle. Oh, yeah, you're going to love it. All right, give her a lovely card.
Your Archangel Michael Sodalite Oracle card. Subject is, it's time to play. You're working too hard and worrying about everything. Seek out joyous experiences to bring balance into your life.
There you go.
All work and no play, you know, that whole thing. Yep.
I've never been to Myrtle Beach, but I've heard it's just amazing.
Yeah, I've been down there. Went down there many moons as a squid in the summer.
Well, it's quite a party spot.
Indeed. I remember ended up sleeping on a pool chair next to a pool the night away.
You mean all night?
Never made it back to the hotel.
You were outside at the pool.
Yeah, it's nice weather. It was no big deal. It wasn't like I was cold or anything, but that's right. Yeah, that's, you know, it is what it is. You sleep where you sleep, you know? Yeah, it was a good time. We had a good time, me and the good boys.
Okay.
We just won it and just went down there. Screw it, we said.
All right.
All righty, let's see. 646-595-4274. That's a number to call in. She's refreshing the boards right now, so while they get refreshed, we open the floor to yonder Facebookers. All right, folks, you have the floor. This is a rare gift. Take advantage of it. Don't sit back. Mondays, we don't get to turn to you folks very often, so...
This is your chance.
This is your life. Remember that show?
Oh, yeah.
It was weird. I wonder if it would fly even nowadays.
Well, a lot of it was popular in the 50s.
I mean, it was old. I remember. I remember watching the '60s stuff, which were repeated or whatever. But anyway, let's see. Good thing I didn't fall. Oh, the pool. Yeah, no, it was you know, way off to the side. I say it's not a pool chair like the ones that float in the pool. It's just a regular lounging chair next to the pool. It was a nice night out there partying, talking to strangers, and next thing you know, it's morning time. I fell asleep out there.
It was suggested that I read your cards, but he's very private.
What?
About, yes, Rachel, who's saying? Rachel?
I would want to have a specific question, and I don't really, off the top of my head, I would have to think about it.
Rachel wants to know, is her house going to be okay?
That's, we need more information.
Yeah, I remember you telling us that a row of houses nearby were burning down. Your house didn't get affected, correct?
It couldn't have, because unless she hasn't been allowed to return. I don't know, because either your house got burned down or it didn't burn down. That's pretty cut and dry. I don't know. If that's what it's about, I don't know. I don't even remember what she said. I don't remember her saying that.
She was on the show.
To be fairly recently.
Yeah, it was. And for them, it's daytime.
It's morning. It is Wednesday morning, right? No, it's Tuesday morning. My bad. I'm jumping ahead too far for you folks.
Okay, well, let's just go forward.
Well, you can start doing it. You know, it's about a house, and she can pump up more info to us as she's typing. She's probably typing away. Need lots of work or move. No fires in the winter.
Oh, needs a lot of work, and she's wondering if she should move.
I don't know what no fires in the winter means. Is that code for, is that an invasion about to start? There are no fires in the winter. That sounds like a code sentence that makes no sense. Like you ever saw the old movie The Longest Day, my favorite,
yeah.
When the French resistance, every day they'd go on the broadcast and guy would say like 15 code things in a row. Well, maybe none of them meant something, or maybe some of them meant something. But
the buffalo
the people
are roaming.
They would say a million different things if you watch the old show. Then one day he said, John has a long mustache. And then one dude was sitting there and he was like, the guy couldn't believe it. Obviously he knew what that code meant. That was like the code.
They're coming.
Code. Yes. John, they were going to say it twice. I repeat, John has a long mustache.
Well, here's the thing here, Rachel. You've got a big decision to make. You are right. It needs a lot of work. It's right here. This could easily, if you've ever seen the movie The Money Pit,
nah.
You could live that. You could actually end up living that.
Comedy.
There's a guy here, he looks to me like a real handy kind of guy who would be definitely eager to jump in and help you. He's very talented, would be a good worker for you.
I'm your handyman.
You have to decide how attached you are.
I'm a.
No, my home, when my husband passed away, it had fallen into such disrepair that it was nearing becoming condemned. A contractors that I hired came in, and the whole front end of my house, you know, the front side that people see from the street, he said, come on over here and put your finger on the wall and push it a little bit. That whole wall swayed from the water damage of the windows.
Worst enemy for freaking the house.
And he
water.
Said,
worst.
This whole side could have fallen on people and killed them. I was absolutely shocked. They cut the whole front of, end of the house off. I felt like we were in a diorama. You know what a diorama is? Diorama.
No, I know nothing.
We made them in school. They were like open-faced little dollhouse-y kind of thing.
Oh, I didn't know they had a name, but okay.
Diorama.
Yeah, your typical dollhouse is mainly open-faced, yeah. Otherwise, you'd have a hell of a time getting those dolls in and out.
If you can get it all done for free, more power to you.
Are you all done free due to my body? Oh, so she must have disability. Well, she's in another country.
Yeah.
We don't know any of your standards, rules, laws, programs available, things you need, upgrades if you have some kind of disability or something. Yeah, a lot of times they will have to come in and then they will have to modify it anyway for you to be able to get around if you have a disability.
Oh, I think it'd be fantastic for you to do that now that we know you can get it all for free.
I didn't say you had a disability. I'm just throwing things out. Cause
no, I think she
here
has,
they have programs
she has
like
some
that.
Health issues.
Here they have programs like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
So, oh, yes, and there is a very nice man attached to this home repair.
Hopefully he's not attached, you know, like he's not physically attached. He's just...
What does that mean?
Like he doesn't have a house. He's not attached to a house like by his tool belt.
You're in a mood tonight, I tell you. You're going to really enjoy, actually enjoy the work being done. So, you know what you could do?
What could you do?
She is disabled.
Mm-hmm.
Fix it up and think about selling. I mean, it's an option.
It is. But I have a feeling if there are programs out there that fix it up for you to live in, they probably have some rules against that. Otherwise, people would probably exploit a program like that, don't you think?
Well, here...
Hey, I'm just saying in general, hey, I'm just able to help me fix this house up so I can live there. Oh, no, I'm going to sell it and make money. I bet the programs are like,
You know what, though? Like, we went to...
I don't live there.
We looked into that same kind of program, and they were going to put an attachment or lien on the house for all the work that they would then collect after, so...
That's
your friend Jason. Well, he is yummy. I tell you, I see him right here. King of Hearts, couldn't ask for a nicer person.
Jason's the name of the serial killer on Friday the 13th.
Okay, but there are many in the world
I know.
Are good, Jason.
I just threw it out there for humor. It obviously,
yeah.
I don't know. So, I don't know if he wears a old 1970s goalie mask and walks around with a butcher knife.
And I wanted to mention, your son is here.
Well, that was Michael Myers.
And I wonder if you're aware, your son is going to inspect the next man in your life from head to foot. That boy is so protective of you, Rachel. He adores you. And he wants you to have the very best partner possible. So I think that's awesome.
All righty then.
Yeah.
Here's your Archangel Michael Oracle card reading. Subject is open up to your spiritual gifts. Remember that your true nature is spiritual, Rachel, not physical. The angels are sending you messages to guide your soul's growth.
I love it. And I think for you, Rachel, that is right up your alley. Right up your alley. So,
you know what's funny? Is that where we live, we don't have alleys. Isn't that weird?
That is very weird.
We grew up in a place that had...
lots of alleys.
Billions of alleys, and they were awesome. They really come in handy for millions of different things. It was a good way...
Well, that's where the trash trucks came to collect
just
trash.
A lot of different things. Wintertime, they could come in handy. It was just really good. Because half the town is on a hill, so it come in handy to have that alley, that level... the level in between the two blocks. Sometimes if you're having a problem, you could whip into an alley for slip sliding down the road, hit that level. It was sometimes an emergency. Ooh, shit,
oh, it did.
Was the alley.
Yes.
Anyway, yes. It's weird.
So it's funny
right up your
alley. That. Yeah, we literally just are attached to the people across the
It's road. Just weird. Everything, I guess, I don't know. And we have no UK folks here.
Yeah, what's up with that?
If we did, because I would want to know, do you guys have lots of alleys? I would think they don't. Because they obviously shaped the beginning of this country. But I know what, I haven't been to, like, the real, like, Boston and stuff like that. Because the cities have been around for a long time. The big cities, they do have alleys. Remember, this area, my house of roads is around a lot, but it wasn't really, like, a hub. All right. Anyway, thank you so much, Rachel from the web. That is, like, we had 2 out of 3 readings. We're in Australia.
I know.
Glen Down Under.
Okay.
I've opened up the floor real quick.
Yeah.
Facebook folks, and if not, we have email readings. Nicole has supplied us with email readings.
Well, we like that, yeah.
We'll give them a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
We always, you know, we have fresh live folks here. Then we shall see what we shall see. We'll give you guys 2 minutes. You can do a messenger. You can type it in. Otherwise, we're going to we got lots of email readings, so we're going to be good. Ah, look at that.
Michelle, I teach him everything he knows. She asked, she says, Deb, how are you such good friends with Jim when he's 8 years younger? Well, I teach him everything he knows.
Got it. And Catherine put the name in there so I can go to the page and take, yeah. She was getting messenger by the poster, but I can go there and do this now. Block.
All right. Well, can go do an email.
All right. Thank you, Catherine. She put them there, so I could go in there. I don't know if it'll help you, but I went in there and blocked the person and anything, show them acre rate. We shall go to the email. Ah, let's go up north, west, to Canada, Edmonton area. That's that's over there in the Pacific time zone. All right. Wendy is in Edmonton. She wants to know, was my ex-husband my one true soulmate? Ooh, there's a, looks like somebody's looking back on their life and reflecting, ex-husband.
Ex-husband.
Was he the one? And maybe shouldn't have been an ex. Well, you know what? We don't know. That would be a great one for a live call to ask more questions.
But, yes.
Because what's making her contemplate that, you know?
It's almost like the what did we do with the butterfly effect? We should do those readings again.
Oh, it could be something like she's thinking, like, what if I'd done something differently? Yeah, it could be that. Maybe she says she chose a path, and the path she chose sucks balls right now. So maybe,
is that the,
no, I'm no. It's just a, yeah, it's an email reading.
Okay.
There's nobody here to talk about it. That's what I'm saying. I wish the person was here, because I would love to know why you're asking this question.
Are we still having that big super moon? Because I feel
I don't know what time. We should be.
It's like we're in bizarro world.
We should be having it. Yeah. It usually lasts over a certain amount of hours, because when people say, like, a full moon is this day, actually the full moon is at a certain exact moment of a day. But you see it a little bit before, a little bit after, and you can't, it still looks full. So it's probably today also.
Okay, first thing we have to talk about here for a second is that there isn't just one soulmate. They come to us in many different forms. There can be the soulmate that's a muse that is going to help you, for instance, prime your imagination as you're, say you're doing a very creative job. You're a writer. You're a painter. You know, you're someone that creates. You could have a muse that will come to you. There could be somebody that actually is like confrontational with you. That can be a soulmate too. Somebody that comes to spur you on.
Interesting.
Okay. And that's, so we just have to remember there are many different types of soulmate.
But you know what 99.9% of the people ask you when they say that word, what they're looking for.
I know. I think they want love, a love
related.
They
want the soulmate, the love of my life, and maybe even the afterlife. It's so incredibly intense type thing. That's usually what they know, what you're asking. But you're saying it could be a soulmate, but not the one you're thinking.
Well, I want to tell Wendy. Wendy, you could literally, if you wanted to, turn back the clock and get back together with this ex. But I've got to tell you, I really feel you'll end up right where you are again. I think that you actually have somebody else coming along. And what you are feeling in connection to the ex-husband is, it is a connection. And there's been a great love there. But I do feel you have gained as much experience, as much knowledge from that relationship as you're ever going to get. That you should turn yourself toward the future and watch, the future will come to you. And you have an absolutely wonderful man on the way. Wonderful man.
Not the ex?
No, but
okay,
I'm saying,
yeah.
If she felt the urge, you know, I always tell people, go to that place of completion. You know, even if they're having an affair, and you can't bring judgment to this method because we're all human, and many of us are doing things that later may bring, you know, sadness and regret. But in the meantime, they should see it through to a point of closure, to a point of putting that period at the end of the sentence so you can move on smartly.
Yeah, sometimes you need that. Otherwise, you could go insane wondering, you know.
Yeah, and I agree. So I kind of give her the ball, saying you could go backward, and not a lot of people could have that opportunity, but your real future lies ahead.
You know, and a lot of times when you see these types of questions, it's like, wow, something's really going on to ask that question.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get like work-related questions, and I can tell by the question. I'm like, sometimes when I get asked that question, I'm like, oh my God, it almost sounds like something really bad just is about to happen or is going to happen by the question you asked. And sometimes the question alone reveals a lot. You're like, oh damn. So,
yeah, or there's a subtext.
Not always. Sometimes there is. And sometimes questions are like,
yeah,
hey, I'm looking for a new job. I'm going to get one. That one's not going to freak you out. But sometimes, like this one, asking about her ex being a soulmate, it's like there's a lot of stuff going on with that question there. That one's not just a simple little question.
Well, as we've seen with a lot of celebrities and such, they do get back together. People do get back together.
People are people.
People are people.
All right, real quick there. Hopefully Wendy will catch this email reading. Hopefully she's a regular. I know, Nicole, these shows are archived, so you guys can watch them. Hopefully Wendy will archive it and see it.
Yeah.
All right. Here is a question. I'm looking at two different things, and I inserted one that didn't belong there. Here is your card from Archangel Michael. This is the blessing in disguise. Be patient and have faith that your angels have this situation under control. What will come is far better than you dared to dream.
Wow, that's powerful.
So obviously that there
For Wendy, that is powerful.
Some serious shizzle, schnizzle, or whatever. Yeah, he would say shizzle.
Oh. Okie doke.
Oh, the clock is ticking. It is, we have time. Facebookers, quick, if you want a weeding. No, very, very quickly.
Want a weeding?
Want a weeding. Remember that, Madeline Kahn in the Blazing Saddles. She talked like that too for no reason.
She did.
Yeah, she had the wah wah like a wabbit. Like she talked like that. Her character talked like that. It was hilarious.
Is that the one that was so?
Lily von Stoop. I'm so tired. Can't you see she's pooped on that little skit they did? It was hilarious. I love that movie. And a lot of people hate it because they think it's racist, and they don't realize they're making fun of racism. Every single person that's racist was a dumbass. Y'all were. They're all idiots. Blithering fool idiots. And a lot of people are like, oh my God. It's like, no, you don't get it. They are just showing how idiotic racism is. And they did it in a movie. And it was funny. And I knew tons of black people that watched the movie. That thing was hilarious as shit.
Who hit the horse?
Alex. You know what's funny? You know how long ago that movie was?
Mm-mm.
That guy is a world. I guess he trained animals to do crazy stuff. He trained that horse to do that. So Alex Karras came up, and that horse was trained to go just flop down on command. It looked like he punched him. It was great. Great scene. Mongo. That was his character, Mongo. Alex Karras was a pretty badass player for the Detroit Lions. The team sucked, but he was a pretty fierce
really?
And scary guy.
Yeah.
Real, when you see him like as an actor or something, talk to me, like, I can't believe this guy would, like, people feared this guy on the field, but he was that guy. So the game rolls Mungo, like a dumbass Mungo.
So, you know, some people ask me, if I learn this method from you, Deborah, am I going to be able to recognize people as they come into my life that I've already seen the future play out in the cards? Am I going to be able to spot my soulmate, that kind of thing? And the answer is yes, you will. But we always have to remember that while we are making choices that bring change to our lives, they're doing the same thing. So they may make a decision that is going to really impact your life. Like, for instance, let's go back to this Wendy. That was a really good example, okay?
Yeah, too bad she would have called live. That would have been a great reading.
If Wendy goes back to her ex-husband, and I could see there's potential there, because there was a great love there. If she goes back to her ex-husband, the new man is like that I saw for her is likely going to fade away. Because with the choices we make, the changes that result, things are very fluid that way. So, yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm feeling kind of discombobulated.
Discombobulated.
I don't know why, yeah. just kind of thrown off.
Well, I mean, it's a weird time. Remember, Canada just had their Canada Day on July 1st, just a few days ago. I think Monday, a lot of the businesses up there are taking, like we do when something comes on the weekend, a lot of the businesses are taking days off up in Canada. Here, 4th of July is tomorrow, and I happened to go to the grocery store, a few hours ago, and that was an enjoyable experience. Crazy stuff.
It was like the end of the world was coming.
And it wasn't even like people got off work. I can't even imagine what that place was like when people got off work. That was before that, and it was still out of control.
Now, that's how everybody hears last-minute Charlie's, I think.
Let's try it. Hey, she's only going to get 2-3 minutes. 520. Well, Lisa, let's do it.
Lisa.
You hear, Lisa? You're on. You're
my
on.
Two lovelies. I love you so much. What's going on right now is I'm taking him around to shop for a car, and you see him finding a good deal because, you know, the high-pressure salesman and blah, 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 and we're going around, and I'm worried for him, and I'm trying to be his cautionary cheerleader. And he's wanting to dive in and just take whatever, and I don't want him to do that. So do you see it working out for him?
Okay.
All right. That's a good question. Yeah, there you go.
That is a very good question.
Very good question, because, you know.
Yeah, those people want to make as much money as they can.
And, you know, he wants a car bad. You know how it is when you want a car bad. You don't want to negotiate a lot. And he's probably on pain meds, so he probably not care about negotiating much a lot either. So there's a lot of stuff going on there, yeah.
So I'm laying him out.
Guard's going down.
You caught us.
I know the clock is ticking, so.
You caught us just in time.
You did. You did indeed. So stand by. This is going to be the accelerated version. We don't have an end time yet, but we know it is definitely 4 minutes tops, I'd say. So there's a little bit of time.
Okay,
We'll skip the angel.
Here's what the cards say. He should, for right now, be a looky-loo. He should not be looking to close any deals.
Yeah, good luck on that, Lisa.
Make sure. Here's the thing, though, that everybody needs to know. When you're dealing with big-ticket items, I used to do this job many years ago, you are going to become a lead. And that lead has to stay alive in the system.
Forever.
So that salesman will keep calling, saying, hey, remember you were interested in the whatever.
Until you tell them, yeah. I have purchased a vehicle, then they'll finally close it.
It will be against his record if he kills that lead. So every time he calls, he's going to be more and more in a position to make a deal. All right? So right now, just tell him, you're not going to buy anything right now. We're just going to look. And let him show some interest in something so that guy can put it on the lead.
Yeah, you know, I know you're... You can only do what you can do. I would tell him you should absolutely 100% not plan to have a walk out with a car today unless it's some stupid good deal.
Yeah, if it was outrageous.
I would wait till after, long after the 4th of July stuff has gone blown over. They're on a frenzy. They're probably have quotas so bad right now, those salesmen at those places, 4th of July. You see the commercials, 4th of July, blowout sales. It's getting crazy.
I also have a son who works in the car industry. He's not a salesman, but he was. He works upstairs with the, you know, the big wigs. Anyway, he said closer to the end of the month is the best time to go buy a car because they're sweating out their quota. Okay,
yeah.
So I hope that. Yeah, but if he's hell-bent, I'm afraid.
If he's hell-bent, there's nothing you can do.
He's just going to, yeah.
Yeah, but
oh,
if you can't talk.
I had to drag him out of the dealership, and we were sitting in the car, and I was tearing him a new one. I said, don't ever do that again. I've been buying cars left and right because I do a lot of driving for my grandchildren and my children, and I drive to the coast by myself. Years ago. And so I've been driving, you know, anywho, and I buy new to me cars. So I know the pressure techniques they use, and it hasn't changed. He's sitting there and he's filling out, you know, and I said, don't do that in front of the salesperson. I said, don't do, I kept, anyway, it was not a good scene. The salespeople didn't like me, but they know me. They know me from past experiences. And I ended up not dealing with them anymore because they didn't. And I sat him in the car and I said, they don't honor. You have to get everything in writing. And there, he just doesn't, he wants to be independent. And he is independent, you know, soul. So anyway, thank you for listening. And, you know, okay.
Sure, hon. But if he's stubborn, he's going to go.
Do your best
to
make him walk away for, like she said, at least till the end of the month, unless they throw that literally good deal that is actually a real good deal.
He's getting in the car. He's out in the car lot. He's getting in the car now, so I have to stop.
Run.
Yeah, we got to go
run.
Anyway.
Fling yourself on the hood.
We'll be here tomorrow, 4 o'clock, if you want to talk to us.
Yes, we will.
Okay, thank you.
Take care, huh?
Bye.
Good luck.
Bye.
Don't give up the ship.
Yeah, you guys aren't real big on taking advice from women. I mean, you don't even want to ask for directions.
It depends on what? No.
Yeah, when
you tell me about how to sew things, how to cook things.
How to dress you.
That's 50-50. It's when we want your advice. Don't just give it to us if we don't want it for dressing. But I was like, car buying, yeah. Some guys do it.
No, there's a strategy involved.
I
really don't. Is.
I am never,
aren't
ever
we supposed to be going
I have no idea.
We're ending now.
Never got a response. So this is keep on. But I know I want to call Toronto because I'm getting
some job interest. Good.
That's good.
Yes, definitely. Oh.
What are you owing about?
It lost the signal.
I didn't. Oh, we did.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a lot of storm, weird, crazy crap going on in this area. But Facebook always comes back to life. But we may be disconnected from Blog Talk.
Oh, that could be.
So
why don't we
let me see here. No, we didn't lose our internet connection, Deb. I have an internet.
So something's up.
So it's a Facebook thing. Facebook thing.
Everything is.
Oh, here we go. It's.
Is it time?
It is time to wrap, Deb. Headquarters has given us the thumbs up or thumbs down. How you want to look at it?
John has a very long mustache.
John has a long mustache. Well, you gotta go, right?
Yes, everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Love you very much.
If you're out there having a good time, be careful. All right. Let's handle those fireworks carefully for the USA.
But for the folks that are playing with their fireworks. So,
yeah.
And
we'll catch up with the rest of you next Monday.
Yes, indeed.
So take care.
We shall be here again, old blog talkers in News for the Soul Land.
Yes. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
We shall meet again. Nice.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.